Sean Grogan here, new instructor for street cop training, teaching body language for law enforcement, unmasking facial expressions. Let's go over three things today, three tips you could use to assist you in detecting deception using body language. First being the shoulders. I like watching the shoulders. Reasoning is someone brings something up and they ask you a question and you pop a shoulder here or there. Could mean uncertainty, not 100%. We also raise our shoulders sometimes when we're excited. But it's still something I want to pay attention to, and I'm going to take note of. When did it occur? Someone asks you a direct question, they say yes or they say no, and either one shoulder or two shoulders pop. I'm going to take note. I'm going to start asking more questions about that. Second thing I want to bring up is we don't ever want to just assume because we saw a shoulder pop or someone grabbed their neck or do a rapid nose inhale or any type of movement that they're lying. You got to use a scientific method, right? Or close to, we're not scientists, but we don't want to ever just assume and I feel a certain way. I want to do something that Ekman brings up, that I like to call the triple C's. We want to collect, consider, and conclude. We're looking for groupings and clusters of behaviors. So usually we're going to collect what we've seen. Okay, I brought up this name, person grabbed their neck. I went on another topic. I brought up the name again, asked them if they know them. They said no, and one shoulder popped. I'm going to consider what that could be. Could it be they don't know them? They don't know how to answer. They feel awkward. They're not even thinking about what you're asking. They're just awkward because you're authority. But then I'm going to conclude. And most of the time, you're going to conclude what? You're going to conclude, I got to ask more questions. Because we're not just going to assume this must be this or that must be that. We're going to sit there and we're going to take a objective approach and take all our feelings out of the equation and say, okay, I got to ask more questions about this topic or that topic. Anyone that tells you you can detect deception through body language is out of their fucking minds. You can assist you in detecting deception and evaluating truthfulness. Notice I say evaluating truthfulness because too many times we're just looking for that deception. We should also be looking for that truthfulness. But it's not an end all. It's not a mathematical equation where A plus B equals C. We got to look at things objectively and say, okay, well, I saw this, so maybe this means this or maybe it means that. At the end of the day, we're looking for two things. What's that? Verifiable facts and confessions, right? But the body language is a great tool that can lead us down the avenues to ask the right questions and find the answers that we want. On top of that, the third thing I want to bring up is watching the lower body. Too many times we're paying attention. I love facial expressions, don't get me wrong. Love, you know, paying attention to facials. But there's so much else going on in the lower body that people aren't controlling, right? A lot of times people will control their hands, they'll put them in their pockets, they'll put them under their armpits, they'll clench their fists, they'll hide them, they'll put them under tables. But there's a lot of stuff going on. People don't think to control their feet. Where are the toes pointing? Are they pointing inward? Are they pointing out? Are they pointing towards an object, a place, a clock, a door? Were they pointing one way when they didn't have their attention? All of a sudden, I bring something up and bow. They start giving their attention. Has a leg been shaking? And then it stops. All these indicators that something might be off with a question that you ask or with something someone says to you. These are all things that, for the most part, if you haven't been training on, there's a good chance you haven't been looking for. You haven't been paying attention to. That's the stuff that we really should be worried about when we're questioning someone. How is their response, right? Because we want to make sure we ask the right questions because at the end of the day, like I said, we're looking for those verifiable facts and we're looking for those confessions. So if you have any questions for me, and if you're looking to host, my email is Sean Grogan. That's SEANGROGAN. At streetcop.com. Be happy to answer any question you have. A couple of people already reached out to me for book lists and things like that. Please don't hesitate. I love interacting with law enforcement officers from around the country and different realms of law enforcement. So please don't hesitate. You got any questions for me, just reach out and I can answer whatever I'm able to answer. Thank you. Have a good day.